Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But where did they get all these ideas from? You know better. I don't have enough time to begin to dwell in the errors that are going on. But you yourself, show me any church in the Bible with the headquarters. Show me where pastors are employed, interviewed, advertised, employed, and sent out to go and open branches for any headquarters, collect tithe and offering, and send to the headquarters. Show me anywhere in the Bible that the condition for you to be a minister is to go to any Bible school or Bible college. Show me any of these titles that they are holding in the church today. Then you will understand that there is a seed of discrepancy that has been planted in the church of Jesus Christ. And they asked, should we go and uproot them? He said, no. Brethren, uproot there is uproot. Because in the church of Jesus Christ today, fornicators. Why I say fornicator is that fornication is the easiest sin, the commonest sin, the commonest sin now in the world today. There's no big deal these days for a woman to be caught in adultery, for a man to be caught in fornication and adultery. There's no big deal today that in the church of Jesus Christ, after night vigil, they will withdraw to offices. And then, in the church, they will fornicate. There's no big deal that the pastor's office and the pastor's secretary, now them they do them there. And then they will come to the altar and the anointing will flow. The anointing will flow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the angels look and say, hey, this is not the church of Jesus Christ. The church of Jesus Christ, Ananias and Sapphira, they lie. Hallelujah. Please forgive us. Now Chinese and Taiwan microphones full here. Let somebody buy us original microphone, please. We don't look for Kaya. Everyone we buy, it will end up fake. Everyone we buy, when we use it, 1 month, we'll return to sender. That's how it has been. Amen. As I was saying, the church of Jesus Christ could not contain liars, Ananias and Sapphira. They pack their dead bodies. The church. Now, liars and all abominable, including homosexuals and lesbians, are carrying microphone. And nothing is happening to them. And the true Christians in the church, they are looking. Ha, God. Ha, this one. Ha, ha. As they complain, I saw angels, they complain. Ha, ha, ha. And you are wondering, why does God allow this? Some of you, you know now, women looking for fruit of the womb and then they suffer pass. You go to a man of God and you're thinking he's a man of God. Only to see him trying to rape you again. I say, I have an anointing. That's why God brought you here. If I enter you once, you'll be pregnant. You better do it so that you save your marriage because God is showing me now about to pack your husband, won't pack you go. They're not going to know. And so women are carrying such babies. So in the church, as abominable as that, you're going far. Even in this church, there's nowhere Satan doesn't go. Even in this church, there are some people that have left this church. It's after they left, they are telling me that one or two of them were homosexuals and they were always carrying microphone in this church. God saved them. I didn't know before they left. That's the truth. No. So now you are wondering, what is happening? Listen. That is where I'm going for today's message. He says, should we go and uproot them? First and foremost, listen to the reason. He said, no. Let both grow together. Why? He said, because in the course of uprooting the tares, you will uproot the wheat also. What is he saying? Because the tares are very influential. Very easy. They can influence anybody. Because remember, the true seed of God are childlike in faith. It's very easy to deceive them. It's very easy for them to do copy. They are busy looking at the anointing and they are thinking that it's a true servant of God. And because they are babies in the Lord, they don't know their left from their right. They just gave their life to Christ. And an anointed tear has come and is presenting himself as somebody who is right with God by virtue of the anointing he has, by virtue of the gift he has. And then the newly born again true seed of God is following him and copying him. As he follows him, go for Aladeli too. As he's going there, he's seeing one of them. He said, I see that girl. He said, now deliverance will they go. He said, now today I start deliverance. Now tell the tell true seed of God. True seed of God knows that I'm going for deliverance. I should not fornicate. A true seed of God knows that. Whether I'm going for deliverance or not, a true seed of God knows that the day I gave my life to Christ, I was dead to sin. Hallelujah. Amen. But the truth is this. There are some children of God, true children of God also, that they didn't die. They only fainted. There are some people that their Christian faith is in a fainted condition. That is, they are half alive, half dead. And so, there is still something about them that they can still see a woman that is naked and their body will charge and they will lose their head. Why? Now faint, he never die. Brother, if you say you are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you still see beer, and then you begin to feel thirsty of beer, you never die. You just faint. Come here today and let me kill you. Hallelujah. You need a second touch. You need a second dose. You are a Christian today. And something, and I say something, why I say you never die is nobody commits sexual sin by mistake. Nobody commits sexual sin by mistake. You sit down. You plan. You even bring alternative. If this one don't work, I will use this one. If it is not great, I go use my money. If I use another, I go force her. You time her. She come visit you, single brother. You say, sit down and they come. Because you are waiting. Make night fall. So that there will be no Okada for her to go back. You planned it. Then you come back, say, sister, sorry. I'm late. Hey. You go figure, so this area, hope it's not agreement, people come out after 9 o'clock. Oh, you not going to wait. You planned it. And you say you are born again. You have only fainted. You never die. May the Holy Ghost kill you today in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The test, that is who they are. They can influence. So you can see a genuine seed of God under the influence. That's why the Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners. That's why as a Christian, you must choose who is your friend. And it is very easy for me to know who you are by the company you keep. I know who you are. That is the truth. Blessed, I don't drink and all my friends are drunkards. I don't gossip. And everybody that visit me, I gossip. Now lie, you dey gossip. That's why then they come to you. Because Those who have tried to gossip around me, they know what they meant. But those who have tried, in fact, in my own case, you may say because I'm a pastor, but try, go to my wife and gossip. We have trained all of them, my family. Once you say, the next day they see the person, hey, sister, come, hey, sister, so tell me, say, he said, hey, let's go. Hey, sister, come, that's what you tell me. See, I'm here. Before you know, say, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it that way. How did you mean it? Gossip. It's true. And you want to be my friend? I be gossip. Anywhere you go, you are identified by all manner of things, and you say you're a Christian. But Christians are influenced by that. Now, the mystery is, he said, let both grow together. That is the reason why nobody has been killed by the Holy Ghost in the church. That is why all manner of sin is going on. He just leaves us to use the church order for the one where we catch. Not just catch, you catch with evidence. He just allowed that for us to use as church order. But do you think that that fornication you are committing, that the Holy Ghost didn't see you? That sin you are committing in secret, do you think the Holy Ghost didn't see you? And I always say something, I have to add it here for emphasis. Married brethren, married brother, a man that is married to a woman at home and still has a girlfriend outside, what I always ask is, what is your problem? What is it that girl has outside that your wife doesn't have at home? Tell me. What is it that woman has outside that your wife doesn't have? And the fact that all that woman has outside, your wife has it also, and yet you are pursuing that one outside with all the effort you are putting in, and to the detriment of your relationship at home with your wife, that tells me you have a psychiatric problem. Hey, normal person will never do that. It's madness. Don't you laugh at yourself sometimes when you finish that nonsense and come home and meet your wife? Don't you laugh at yourself? Don't you ask yourself, what's wrong with me, sir? All your salary you carry and give one girl. You even beg the girl, make her be your, make her marry you. And the girl say, hey, what do your wife, what do you ask? And you will say, hey, I like you. And say, hey, if you like me, and give me a ticket, make her go London. It's okay, wait, when I pay my salary. When I pay my salary this month, if you go buy a ticket for you to go to London. Are you not crazy? Your children never chop for house. Your wife never dress well. You don't pack your money, they give girl. When say, she don't even marry you. You have a psychiatric case. Yaba psychiatric hospital is waiting for you. Praise the Lord. Before you break mirror and be free, hear the word of the Lord to you. Stay away from that nonsense if you're a true seed of God. Stay away. Stay away from that nonsense. Because the Bible says, break the edge of protection, what will happen? Serpent will bite you. If you break that mirror today and you don't live a clean life, the enemy will go and buy another mirror. Let's go to the mystery. Amen. Pastor, I close. Hey, I never close, but I go soon close. Praise the Lord. Few minutes. Verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers. What will he say to the reapers? Gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather ye the wheat into my barn. So God is going to separate this mixed multitude. Hallelujah. God is not going to allow them at a stage, he, God, will separate them. And from now, this week and next Sunday, we have looked at separation during our Bible study, but we looked at separation of carnal brethren from spiritual brethren. That is what we have concentrated on in our Bible study. But we look at the separation of the wheat from tares. And one of the ways is also a mystery. Hallelujah. It's also a mystery. One of the ways that God separates his people, he says he sends reapers. And if you read the interpretation very well, those reapers, he calls them his angels. Hallelujah. And that is where God has helped us to understand the anointing that is going on now. William Branham preached a message that he titled, "The Anointed Ones at the End Time." Brethren, we are at the end time. And there is a work to be done at the end time. And that work in the Church of Jesus Christ, when we say end, we are talking of the end time of God's program for salvation of mankind, particularly the church, the Gentile church. The Gentile church age is to go through seven church ages. We are in the seventh church age. We are in the last church age. And we are in the closing days of the last church age. And that is why he says, at evening time, there shall be light. Zechariah 14. There shall be light. And at the evening time, the closing time of the day, there is the light of the gospel. That is what you are hearing and seeing now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He, God, will send reapers. And when God sends you, it makes us understand this anointing that is going on everywhere. And in this church, there was a time that some men of God were arguing among themselves, and they were calling one at Ikotu that he is a devil using occultic power, and that another one at Oregu, that I'm not calling anybody name, and the one at Oregu that is associating with the one at Ikotu, that they are using the same power. And while I was listening that, I had the opportunity to be on a television program, and I told them, I said, "You are fighting because you have no revelation of the word. Although there are occultic anointing and everywhere, but the word that is of significance to all of us, the Bible says, no man can call Jesus Christ the Lord except by what? Except by the Holy Ghost." And people don't get to the depth of the revelation of that statement. Let me tell you something. That every servant of God, any monumental preacher that you know, in America, in Europe, in Nigeria, any part of the world, in Lagos here, that has a crowd of people following, he is a reaper. I just pray somebody will understand what I'm saying. No, it will, so that you will stop blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Listen again. Every pastor is a reaper. At the end time, I will send my reapers. Every woman pastor is a reaper. She can tell you the day, the time, the hour that the Holy Ghost spoke to her. "I want to use you to do mighty things. Through you, I will cause great deliverance among my people." And she's given testimony that she had a voice that said she should come into the ministry. And you are here. You say you believe and tell me, say, "Is it a lie? God, no talk, not devil. No, be devil." It is genuinely the Holy Ghost. You are surprised? Okay. Hallelujah. Why? He said he will send reapers. What will they do? They will bind the tares first. It is binding time. Bind them. Separate them. He, God, wants to separate his true children from the children of the devil. What will he use? He knows what tear is looking for. Tear is only looking for anointing. If you want to gather tears together, is the anointing. It's the anointing. Who is a tear? A tear is just a religious person. A tear is not interested in going to heaven. A tear is following Jesus Christ only for what he will get. A tear has no time for revelation of truth. A tear is a man that does not care. All he does is just add Jesus on top of his old nature. And some of them are so carnal that right in the church, because there's nothing in him to understand who God is so that he can fear that God, he acts anyhow in the church. That's why he can stay here and chase girls anyhow within the church. And they will do anything at all to achieve what they are looking for. Why? They are tares. But they must be separated. They don't want to hear truth. What they want to hear, no matter what you tell them, open Bible and show them. No, 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 no. Lie, 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 lie. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's read it now. If there's a tear here, may you receive more anointing today in Jesus' name. Because everybody must go the way it's written of him. See. Hallelujah. See. Verse 1. He said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and I've explained the falling away from the Bible faith. And that man of sin, that is the Antichrist, be revealed, the son of perdition. And in this church, we know who he is. If you know, can you shout amen? Amen. If you don't know, ask our church member. Go and get our table there. The revelation of the Antichrist. He's the leader of a church. He's a man. We calculated 666, and we saw whose name is calculated, and it became 666. That man who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remembered ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already walk. That is how Satan entered the church. Only he who now letteth will let, that's the Holy Ghost, until he be taken out of the way. Then you will know who this Holy Ghost, who this Antichrist really is. Now if you go down, hallelujah, verse 9, and he, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, listen carefully, church, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, verse 10 again, and with all deceivableness, that is, with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because, why? They receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So they deceive themselves with all manner of unrighteousness. You deceive yourself with all manner of unrighteousness. And for this cause, verse 11, because they have no love for truth, deceiving themselves with all unrighteousness. He's talking to the church, oh. He's not talking to Pia Palo people, cutting people, oh. Church of Jesus Christ, people holding Bible, speaking in tongue, casting out devils. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Why? That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in righteousness. Can I explain something for those hearing us for the first time? Whenever I read this scripture, fear catches me that there is a group of people that are following the Lord Jesus Christ, and God has deluded them and is making them to believe a lie so that they will all be condemned. Please Meditate on this again. That scripture is saying a group of people, truth is presented to them, they turn down truth, but deceive themselves with all manner of unrighteousness. Yet going to church, yet claiming to be children of God, born again. They tell them truth, they rejected it. When Abraham came with us, said the Lord, they say he's of the devil. We are preaching this entire message of restoration. They say, don't mind these Brahmins people. They call us all manner of names. For this reason, God will give them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie. Imagine somebody, they are lying to you, and at that thing you enjoy. And the Bible says it's God that is making them to believe that lie with a delusion. How does he delude them? How does he delude this group of people? Praise the Lord. How does he delude them? He anoints them. He anoints the reapers. He anoints the men of God. When they touch you, you are looking for fruit of the womb. If they touch you, you are looking for fruit of the womb. Sister, you are coming there. You know, whatever you want, bah, they give you. Touch my shoe, something will happen. What do you call it? Whatever they tell you, receive it, bah, you fall down, yakata. Then when they finish, you are standing up. They are telling you, you want the Holy Ghost? You want the Holy Ghost? Say after me, open your mouth, are you ready? Everybody that has the Holy Ghost must speak in tongue. Begin to speak in tongue. Ta, 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 ta. Say whatever you come. Then you too, you are saying what the pastor is saying. You see? You have the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he can never see the kingdom of God. Therefore, you want to be born again? Stand up. Say after me, Father, I thank you. From now, I give my life to Christ. I believe. You went to the cross of Calvary for me. Say it after me. Lord, Father, write my name in the book of life. Now I'm born again. I say with my mouth, I believe in my heart. I believe I'm born again. Thank you, Father. Did you say so? Yes. See, you are born again. And the man is anointed. The Bible says a woman should not wear that which pertains to a man. That is the reason why women should not wear trousers. An anointed man of God is saying, no, 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 no. He said, does it matter? No, 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 no. Then he demonstrates mighty miracle healings, deliverance. And you are saying that that anointing is of the devil. He's not of the devil. He's a genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. On a false vessel to deceive those and delude those that refuse to hear truth. Hallelujah. That is the spirit of delusion. That woman is anointed. You have seen it clearly in the Bible. A woman is not permitted to teach to his own authority. You are saying, but the woman is anointed. Ha! If not with that woman, my life they're useless now. Ha! Ha! I read in the newspaper, one woman that said she nearly died. Now one mommy somebody. He said one mommy somebody. He said the church, they are more of here. I was reading it. She was on television. They were interviewing her. She was nearly died. And don't you think that it was an occultic anointing that healed her? It's a genuine anointing. And that woman is going everywhere to tell everybody, our mommy is God called. And please, she is truly God called. But she is called to fulfill a purpose as Judas was called by Jesus Christ to fulfill a purpose. What is the purpose she is to fulfill? The purpose she is to fulfill is to gather a group of people for a bundle because they have no love for truth. How do you, sister, say you are born again and there's no difference between you and a prostitute? And the pastor is telling you that is how a Christian should dress. And you're saying, bride people. That bride, I won't talk too much. Nobody say, I'm not going to get. Now this one too, get for a rebu. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the same anointing that that they have, that we have in Bride Assembly, but the purpose of my anointing is different from the purpose of his anointing. How do we know? The doctrines we preach, the things we stand for, the kind of crowd that is following us determine what purpose God has called me and what purpose God has called him. There are some people that God has called and anointed to gather people, prostitutes, who want to still serve God but continue in their prostitution. There are people that God has gathered, has anointed to gather a group of people who love to go to church but still continue in 419 cocaine business. There is a man that he will anoint so that he will gather that group of people. And he's going to present them to God for a purpose. Because everyone will go the way it's written of him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is how God separates his church. That's why I say, be careful that you don't begin to call any anointing anywhere or contact until you are sure of the source of that person's power. Don't just open your mouth. Revelation has taught us different. They are genuine servants of God, but to gather tears. Sister, you say you love God. You are going to church, a holy place, a holy God, and you take off in the morning and you dress and expose your body. Which church are you going to? Which God are you going to meet? And there's a man, anointed man there that said, just pay your tithe and just pay your offering and just be a partner in my television ministry and you are children of God. Heaven is yours. It's grace. It's grace. Say after me, I believe I'm a son of God. Did you say so? Nothing can change that. And then with their painted faces, with their hairs fried like a rat coming out of a sewage system, and all of them are saying, oh, amen. And then if you watch some of them, the anointing is so much upon them, they're even crying for joy that they are children of God. You will never go to the same heaven that Apostle Paul went to. You will never go to the same heaven that John Wesley went to, that preached holiness, that emphasized without holiness, no man shall see God. You only see your pastor. And to identify, have you not seen that there is a worldly church and there is a godly church? The worldly church, everything in the world is epitomized there in that church. That is where we are coming to church today. Thinking a man was in my car, and then we passed somebody with Bible, a lady with Bible, and she wore mosquito net as cloth. You know, mosquito net she wore. And the man said, hey, he said, see that one, send a church they go. I said, of course, these days, church is where you go and display the latest fashion. That's where you display the latest fashion. That is the latest fashion she's going to advertise now in the church. You took off. Can you wear that type of thing and go to a mosque? Okay. Can you wear that type of thing and enter any shrine? Why will you wear that and go to church before the King of Glory, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that dwells in a light that cannot be approached? The Lord of Lords. Can you wear that to a governor's house? Governor's office. Can you go for an interview if you want a job in a bank? Can you dress like that? In any company at all, you are coming for an interview, sister. Will you dress like that and go for an interview and get a job? Then somebody told you, you can dress like that and go to church and receive eternal life. It's a lie. It's a spirit of delusion. And he has anointing to back it up. And the anointing is deceiving the people. That's why Jesus Christ said, that this false spirit will be so close that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. Why? Because the same true anointing exhibited by the true servants of God is the same anointing they are also exhibiting. But the elect cannot be deceived, can never be deceived. If you are part of the elect, can I see you? Can I see you? Brethren, the process of separation is going on now. I don't know which side to belong. I believe. believe you are not among those to be deluded. That's why you found this address. I believe with all of my heart, you are a true seed in a wrong womb. I believe with the whole of my heart, that is why you are here today. And maybe you are the reason why I am saying some things that I'm saying now. Think over it. Shall sin abound? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? That's what Apostle Paul said. Praise the Lord. That's what Apostle Peter, knowing that many are called, but few are chosen, he says, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. That's why also we are going to the camp with our youth. Because the group that is the most deceived is the youth. It's the youth. They have deceived you to believe that all this rock and roll music that they sing and add Jesus Christ's name on top, that they are Christian music. You know that they are not Christian music. I have preached that. I have proved it to you. It's not every music you see there that is Christian music. It's not. They are commercial music with Jesus Christ's name on top. And they call them gospel singers. And remember, they give them a word. And I always say something. If there is any preacher that preaches true salvation, and the world will call you and give you an award, it is evidence what you said had nothing to do with the gospel. The world hates the gospel. The award they should give you is they should give their lives to Christ. That is the award you need. But there is award for best Christian artist, gospel artist, and this. It's commercial. They know everybody is going to church now. They know everybody has become religion. So they shifted. Sonny Okosu used to sing, not only Sonny Okosu, Nigerians, during the days of apartheid, everybody was singing Free Mandela. They released Mandela, nothing to sing again. He said, now he'll be evangelist. He go to church because that is where he can make some money. That's where he'll make some money. And before you know what? No, Jesus, no life. No, Jesus, no life. What happened? Oh, Sonny Okosu is a wonderful evangelist now. Can't you see he's singing? No, Jesus, no life. You yourself, you get the life. You are looking for money. You are singing and adding Jesus on top. They will bring worldly music and add Jesus' name on top. And you know who sang that song? No Jesus, no life. Who no know here? We don't know who sing that song. No woman, no cry. You don't know who sing that? That is why all this nonsense thing, we want to take it away from the youth. Brothers and sisters, at this your youthful age, if God can arrest you, Satan knows if he can arrest you, he knows the damage he will do for you, or you, and the whole of your family. If you are a pair, stand up. If you are a wheat, stand up. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have grown a revelation by the last prophet's message. Now we know who we are and what we are resolved for. Praise the Lord.